Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. My name is Stephen Beckman. I'm the Chief Executive Nobody of the Mesh News Project. The Mesh News Project is the mothership of the COINTELPRO 2.0 podcast. You can hear more episodes of the COINTELPRO 2.0 podcast without an app at the address of podcasts with an S, podcasts.COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then 0 spelled out, that's Z-E-R-O. So that's podcasts.COINTELPRO, the number 2, Z-E-R-O.com. There's also some companion videos we have for the COINTELPRO 2.0, and that is at videos with an S, videos.COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then Z-E-R-O.com, as well as just the online resource center that is COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then Z-E-R-O.com. That is a great resource with articles and videos and podcasts all in one. And that is for people who are targets of gang stalking, mobbing, workplace harassment, tips and tricks and strategies for whistleblowers and government leakers and even journalists who might be under the thumb of oppressive means or a large group of people who would employ these tactics, even on the corporate side, seeing as COINTELPRO 2.0 tactics are also used on targets that, you know, a corporation might deem as a threat or what have you. And since the commercialization of the military industrial complex, these services are available to those who run in those kinds of circles. So visit the website, check out the resource. That's COINTELPRO, the number 2, Z-E-R-O.com. Hey guys, this is just a quick little update. It's not like a full-blown podcast, but this is important information. I mentioned in a previous podcast about food safety a while back, and I just want to tell you some of the things I warned you about and that they can do to tamper with food that can really fuck up your body, and then you'll have no idea, and there's no real practical way of testing for some of the how it damages your body. So, you know, it's not even like you might, pardon me, it's not even like you might get a corrupt doctor. Sometimes you just have a doctor and it's like, this is an unconventional thing to test for, you know? One of those things I was talking about was putting Botox in food. And so when you swallow it, you're eating botulism toxin and it's going through your fucking... I mean, I understand your stomach can, like, dissolve a fucking razor blade, right? The hydrochloric acid in there. But still, you're swallowing that crap. And there can be all sorts of really jacked up things. So, like, for the Botox thing, and for a lot of things that I missed in that previous podcast, where I talk all about the food, understand some of the things can be neutralized by cooking it and being safe. And you can just, like, look this shit up. For some of the things you might be worried about, you're like, oh, yeah, maybe they're getting me like this or like that. Like I said, this podcast, it's not only, I mean, there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure like 80,000 people, there's most of you guys are now tourists, you know? You're not going through this shit. But the people who are, you know, just understand that you could kill some of these things with temperature. Like botulism toxin, if you cook something for at least over, you know, 200 degrees or like 185, but I would go to 200 for something over 5 minutes. You can like kill the botulism virus or whatever the fuck. It'll kill that. So, and if you're still not, you know what I'm saying, if you're still kind of, you know, queasy about things, boil it again. Boil it again. But yeah, there are temperatures that can kill some of these sorts of unique ways to harm you. Other things are just, yeah. But yeah, just understand that temperature can kill some of these things. Because, with the Botox thing, I was talking about how they were putting that stuff in frozen food. Because most people don't understand that they keep Botox in, what's it called? How they keep it shelf stable is by freezing it. And, the same people who've pretty much consulted me and helped me on most of these podcasts or let me know, that was one of the ways to get people. And I did a whole podcast back in the day, but I just wanted to update that and say that there are ways you could neutralize some of these threats with temperature, and it takes all the guesswork out of it. If you are worried about certain things, and with frozen foods, like if you can cook at for over 5 minutes, over, I mean, botulism, what is it? Is it a virus? On a second. It's just a toxin called Bacterium Clostridium botulinum. Sounds like a Harry Potter spell. Bacterium Clostridium botulinum. But yeah, a lot of these things you could kill with heat and temperature. It takes all the guesswork out of worrying about that. And, when you think you got a target on your back, you're like, oh my God, I'm trying to save money. Because part of being in this COINTELPRO shit, it's really expensive. You're spending of like, if I go to the store now, I buy so much more shit than I need, because half of it's gonna be bad, because that's just my situation. Down here in San Diego, I'm in the Navy's backyard, and they kind of run shit. And when you get a target on your back by the U.S. government, or you get put on one of these shit lists, you get us. I mean, you get assigned people who will start doing crazy shit with your food, or they will have, like I mentioned in previous podcasts, they will go find out what you purchased. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they'll go and spread a rumor about you at your local grocery store, and then like maybe have one of their Romeo looking dudes, like a local organized crime, they'll be tasked to go in there and start flirting with one of the girls. And then, you know what I'm saying, they'll get a copy of the receipt of all the things that you bought. It's a common tactic. And then they will look at the items on the list and be like, okay, yeah, we can tamper with this, or I know how I can fuck with this. And then, I mean, resealing this food now, it's like there's all sorts of hacks you can learn on YouTube, etc., how to reseal food to make it look shelf stable, shelf quality, like it came from the manufacturer. It's pretty scary. And yeah. So just understand that's kind of the tactic. And as I mentioned in previous podcasts, it basically goes, you get on a government shit list. The US government can't be seen doing these things to you, because it's against the Constitution to target Americans for killings. So then they'll hire out contractors under the provision of like surveillance and observation. But and then those contractors will then hire out third party to organize crime. But let's say you're on a Department of Homeland Security shit list. They'll also, Department of Homeland Security is really tied into local police departments. So Homeland Security guys will tell local police departments that, hey, we're fucking with this dude, and if he comes to you guys with help, for help, just fucking give him the runaround. Do you know what I'm saying? It's really weird. I'm finding all sorts of weird shit, like how, police departments are happy when they get like supposed people on that domestic terror watch list, because now these police departments get extra money. Do you know what I'm saying? They get extra money to put people on you. Because local police departments are an extension of Homeland Security, and that's just the way it works. But anyways, getting back to it, so those gang members were hired by government contractors, and the government contractors were hired by the government. And that separation, how they do that, is how the government is able to do things to you that they can't be seen doing legally. But anyways, they'll get the receipt of at the local grocery store, or what have you, you know what I'm saying? Or they'll have somebody follow you around as you shop. If they don't have that in with people at the grocery store, they'll follow you around as you shop, see the things that you're putting in your basket. Usually they have like five dudes, this happens to me all the time, like five dudes or so scattered throughout, and they're just eye fucking your basket every time they go by. And then they're gonna go back around and pick that shit up. And then hopefully when you leave the house for work or what have you, they'll come back through, they'll break in your house. And they're being given tools and the resources to do these things. And then they'll swap out these food items that they've tampered with, that they've added things to, if you've got frozen foods. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys from Mexican cartels, there's no regulation on like medical shit down there. Do you know what I'm saying? So like they can just get the Botox down there, what have you, and then they bring it up here and they use it for killings. Oh, and because, you know, usually these kind of killings, it'll happen how they'll like do all sorts of things to your body to get you to look like you're dying of some sort of weird natural cause. And at the same time, somebody will take out some sort of illegal fucking life insurance policy on you. Or they'll get like a girl that's part of the gang that might be a little out of the league of the person that they put them on. And they'll try to make him think he's in love and whatever and get a life insurance policy and all that other shit. It's like this whole thing. So since they're already doing that anyways, being criminal piles of shit with that scam, they also do this for the U.S. government. So they'll follow you around, just peep your basket, or they will, like I said, they'll get a copy of your receipt. And then they'll go get those. And then when you leave the house or you go to sleep at night, and like I said, if you don't know these people are on you, like, you could just be, like, living your life and, man, I don't know what's going on with my, I don't know what's going on with my health and blah, like, and these people are trying to fucking kill you. Anyways, so heat, think about heat. If some of the things that you're worried about on a previous podcast that I did about all about food, I suggest you go back and watch that. Understand heat. Like I said, I know with the frozen foods, they like to put the Botox. They'll just sprinkle it right on top of your frozen foods and then rewrap them. Or they'll swap it out for one that they've already fucked with. It will, now you're consuming that shit. Do some real fucked up shit to your body and your intestines and all sorts of stuff. You don't want to get flesh-eating bacteria inside your body. One of the ways I kind of know whether or not I've had I'm buying tampered food or the box has been tampered is, and I just want to give you one quick little tip, but especially with the frozen food stuff, if the box seems wilted or mushy, because boxes, when they leave the manufacturing facility, are very shelf stable, they're very stiff because they're a paper product and they haven't been exposed to moisture. And those boxes only get soft. Like if you can like squish it and it seems squishy and it seems like the ends can come undone real easily, what happens is when frozen food melts, then the water from the frozen whatever shit that was in it will wilt the box. So the reason why it's usually melted is because they bought it, they had it out, and they're going through the delicate process of delicately unsealing the food, putting in the shit, and then resealing it. And while that's happening, the box is exposed to all the water, and the water melts and it gets into the cardboard and it makes the box squishy. So if you don't have a really rigid box of frozen food, especially for this thing, there's a chance that and the ends are coming up real easily. You know what I'm saying? Like it almost seems like you can just like pop open the ends of it. Do not buy it. It's a highly likely, like, and I said, only people who are scared that they might be on one of these shit lists for whatever reason. Or you work for you have a clearance job and you think maybe, you know, you're doing something that might put you on a shit list. Anyways, yeah. So that's a dead giveaway. If the box is kind of like almost, it's kind of mushy. It should be very firm, like cardstock. Because that food's supposed to stay frozen the whole time. But because they, if they're making a manipulated version of that, and like I said, with the frozen food, the main thing they love to do with the frozen food is put Botox in the frozen food, because freezing Botox is how it stays stable. And then when you like heat it up, and microwaves don't evenly heat shit up, by the way. So like you may want to think about putting that shit in the oven instead of the microwave. Because, you know, like how, you know how sometimes when you're eating a burrito or whatever and it's cold and once, like, it doesn't evenly heat food. So if you're going to get microwave food, like frozen food, and you think you're going under this, and because this is so fucking expensive, just put it in the oven and cook it for over 5 minutes. I would, you know what I'm saying, at 200 degrees, over 200 degrees, and it'll kill the botulism toxin. There's other things that they put in there, but I know, look up the things you think you might be scared of, or in, what's in that podcast. I don't have time to go back and listen to 2.5 hours of notes I put together on that shit. But just understand that you could check out the temperatures for the things that I've listed and you're worried about, and take all the guesswork out of it being a problem. So, anyways, I hope this helps, and I hope this message finds you as I broadcast from San Diego, from deep inside the filter bubble. Thanks. Oh, and before I forget, free Assange, free Snowden. Thank you. I want to thank you for listening as we pull back the curtain. Now, we are a zero-profit news project, not a 501(c) nonprofit, but a zero-profit passion project. We don't make money doing this at all. So we don't have sponsors, but we do endorse necessities and organizations that are worth your time and money. So, you know, whether you're a target of COINTELPRO or just one of the 55,000 plus listeners to the podcast, I recommend getting yourself a Faraday bag. That's F-A-R-A-D-A-Y. A Faraday bag or a Faraday sleeve for your mobile device. They make Faraday backpacks and phone sleeves and even sleeves to put your key fobs in, so you can put your laptops and your tablets and all sorts of things in these bags in different sizes. And, you know, especially for the key fobs, because as key fobs become more and more smarter, you know, your car keys, who knows what kind of tracking tech can be used maliciously in your car key fobs. So they actually make those as well. There are many brands. I don't recommend a particular brand. They all do the same thing. But there are brands out there called Mission Darkness, Hadoofy, that's H-O-D-U-F-Y, Silent Pocket is another brand name, just to name a few. They all work the same, but they have different stitching and features and price points, so whatever brand you choose, you need to get yourself one, as the security state is continuing to violate the Constitution and your God-given American rights to privacy. It's not about if you have nothing to hide, it's about the principle that the Fourth Amendment is not conditional. Now, did you know the Department of Homeland Security can put you on a domestic terror watch list just for homeschooling your kids outside the brainwashing and dumbed-down public school system? That's 100% a fact. Because of this, you know, I want to endorse the Ron Paul homeschool system. And you can find it at ronpaulhomeschool.com. It teaches your kids in domestic terror, such as critical thinking, comprehension, high-standard education that surpasses the public school systems. And in levels above like third grade, I'm pretty sure the system is entirely video-based and automated online. So it doesn't require mommy and daddy to be full-time teachers. They can do this from a desk in their room on like an inexpensive Chromebook. While you can still grow like a home-based business, have a grandparent or childcare monitor their day-to-day or whomever you see fit. And then allow them to have the important social stimulus at like an after-school program like the Boys and Girls Club, dance, sports, MMA, whatever. But overall, it's time for this country to raise thinkers and doers, not sheep and robots that reinforce the status quo, which is why I cannot enough recommend the Ron Paul homeschool system. In addition to this, the Mesh News Project would like to recommend to families becoming a member of a mosque, a temple, or a Christian church. Even if you don't know what you believe or you don't believe anything at all, what public schools don't teach you is ethics. That's where church comes in. In many degree programs in higher education, there's often a course called ethics, but that's in higher education. You know, like business ethics, medical ethics, judicial ethics, etc. Where school teaches, public school just teaches education, not even that well. Church fulfills the portion that's not covered in schools, and that is human ethics. So not only do churches provide ethics trainings for your kids, but it also gives them social interaction within the environment of high ethics. So even if you're not a believer, have that discussion with your kids, just like you did with Santa Claus. You know, this is overall, it's just an imperative ingredient for raising good people. And when they turn 18, tell them they can do whatever they want. But until then, their ass belongs to Jesus. And finally, we would also like to endorse, you know, shit hits the fan skills, like learning basic home and auto repair, learning how to do food and water storage. You can learn all that stuff like on YouTube, and learn 3D printing and, you know, 3D printing for parts, etc., or even for firearms. You have to understand, you know, the pandemic really opened our eyes to, you know, the country could shut down in just the littlest of time. And you may not have access to many resources. Banks might be shut down. You know, who knows? But with 3D printing, you can go online to like places like the Gatalog. That's G-A-T, like GATS, Gatalog.com. And they teach you everything about 3D printing your own firearms. And they're legal. It's legal. It's within the law. It's not illegal. They're not ghost guns. It's legal within the law, or they wouldn't be able to exist. Go to the Gatalog and other online resources. And, you know, also, if things shut down, you might need to print things like parts, replacement parts, whatever. So 3D printing, absolutely. Aside from basic, like, food and water storage skills and home and auto repair skills is an imperative. It's just like insurance. You know what I'm saying? You pay insurance for your car and your home, etc. Just in case. You need skills that are insurance. Now, Mesh News is a zero-profit production. And you can find out more about us at meshnews.org. And I recommend watching our annual documentary, 2030 Vision. You can find it at the front page of our website. That's meshnews, MeshNews.org. Now, if you take anything away from this podcast, I want you to understand, like gospel, it's not red versus blue, brown versus white, LGBTQ versus breeders, or you versus your neighbors. It's always been and always will be the haves versus the have-nots. You are the only thing that's real. Narratives are the delusions. Fear, love, and time is the only currency. I'm Stephen Beckman, and I hope this message finds you as I broadcast from San Diego, from deep inside the filter bubble.